Excited for the football season? Then don't miss your boost pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your pro football boost pack. Then, apply the token from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers, and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate the game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your pro football boost pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of True Crime Time for Monday, December the 9th. And I'm Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
And we're back in the saddle again, right?
Yes.
Yeah, a little bit rainy today.
It is.
Warming up.
I know.
I enjoy the cold though. I enjoyed the hunting time in the cold and chopping firewood and
being a manly man.
Making meat, right? Doing all that good shit. Coming home, I got 2 Christmas trees in my house and a plethora of...
Sorry, there's about to be a third.
Well, don't have any of that. I was going to say a plethora of other Christmas decorations like I warned y'all about. And it's all come true, but I told her she can't buy any more this year. She has to wait till the end of the season and catch them when they're on sale and put them in the garage for next year.
Okay.
Just because. How about that? Man, we got some crazy stuff going on in the world, but y'all go download the Real Life Real Crime Community app for free from the App Store. All our episodes are there, the merch store, chat groups, games, you name it. And I go there first and check everything. Y'all might hear a little rain on the roof, but I go there first and check everything. So if you need to message me there. And also hashtag Justice for Haley. Please continue to like and share. It's very, very important. We are on the road to get justice for Haley. So hashtag justice for Haley. And
can we say a little bit more about hashtag for justice?
Yeah.
Okay. We created some new products in the store and they are solely meant, you know, like bumper sticker to spread the word, a yard sign, even candles. Cause some people love to light candles when they pray. Yeah. And so that's why I created a candle with a sunset on it.
Yeah.
And
I saw it. It's a bunch of cool stuff in there. And yeah, we don't make that's not a profit margin.
No.
We have an independent company.
Yes.
Does. Cindy can do designs. They create it and they charge what they charge.
Right.
And so but they handle all the shipping and returns and
exactly.
All that.
Exactly. So we pay for that.
That is what it is. But yeah, I saw, you know, the bumper sticker I thought was really cool and the yard signs. And look, it's so very important. If it was your daughter or your mama or sister or whatever, niece, granddaughter, you would want us to fight just
absolutely.
As hard. And for it. So I hit everything with hashtag justice for Haley.
I know.
So, yeah. And anyway, Let's get down to some true crime time for Monday, December the 8th. Roll with it, Cindy.
All right. We're going to start with a horrible murder-suicide of a family in Texas.
Every murder-suicide is horrible.
Of course. They're all horrible. Frisco is outside of Dallas, right? That's a really fancy part. Is that the part of Dallas where you went for something and every single car was
Lambo and Ferraris and shit? Yeah.
Okay.
It was like a shopping area. Mm-hmm. I was like, holy fuck. And this is Beverly Hills.
Literally.
You think the oil boom was going on or something.
Yeah. 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 So three family members have been found dead in a suspected murder-suicide in Texas, according to police. The victims, which include a 15-year-old boy, were discovered by police at a resident in Frisco around 4:13 p.m. on Friday, December 6th. Authorities have been called about a welfare concern at the home after a co-worker had not shown up to work and could not be reached on the phone.
Those welfare
checks are really, you know, last week we had a welfare,
every week we have.
On their way to the residence, police said officers were told a family member had called 911 after arriving at the location and finding two deceased subjects in the entryway.
So they must have, the door must have been unlocked or whatever, huh?
I guess. A third person was later found by police in the garage at the residence.
Yeah, so what they do when they, anytime you show up on something like that, especially you have a DB or a dead body, you got to treat it tactically and clear it room by room because you don't know what else is in the house. Like they should have done for JonBenet Ramsey.
Right.
So they find a third one in the garage.
Right. Well, the identities of the three people were confirmed to be 54-year-old Ronald Morris, 53-year-old Stacy White, and 15-year-old Gavin Morris. Mm. And the information gathered at the scene obviously shows it was a double murder-suicide from what they can tell, but they haven't made a final determination. Following preliminary information gathered at the scene, police believe the tragic incident was the result of a double murder-suicide.
Crazy. It's that holiday time, man.
The Frisco detectives continue to investigate all aspects of the case, and a final determination has not been made, you know, as to what happened, why. Yeah. Obviously, there's no letter or anything like that.
I hope they investigated it properly, and they are dead positive that it's murder-suicide, not a setup, right? In Haley's case.
According to a neighbor who lived next door to the residence, Ronald had been dating White for 2 years and had moved into the residence. Yolanda Reddick, who was White's neighbor for 20 years, told the news that she stays to herself and has a really meek spirit. For the most part, she didn't bother anybody. So for something like this to happen, it's mind-blowing. She seemed really happy, and you know, for the few times I saw them, they look like the perfect balance. So to experience this, it's like, what happened?
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
And Gavin was a freshman student at Memorial High School, and of course, they had to address his death on Monday at the school, and it's, you know, of course, right. So that's that story.
That's a, you know, tough thing for kids to who've never dealt with death before to, you know, go to service and see their friend deceased.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I don't know. Tough stuff. Tough. Well, let me do something. This story, I've been watching it since last week, although I never really read into it. But damn it, it's got so much following on social media and in the world. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and cover it real quick. And y'all can hear the rain outside, which I do love. But I'm going to kind of summarize stuff for you. Y'all probably heard about this. The CEO of United Healthcare got murdered in New York City outside the Hilton. So anyway, the dude that did it is still on the run. All right. No, I'm not going to say he ran like a little bitch. He is a little bitch, but he didn't run like a bitch. He's just outsmarting the cops. I'll get to it in a minute. Cindy was pointing, hit the button. So let's go to New York. And this, according to the Associated Press, they said they have seen him smiling on a hostel security camera, you know, those cheap hotels, but don't know his name. They found the backpack he discarded while fleeing, but don't know where he's gone. As a search for United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson's killer goes on, investigators are reckoning with a tantalizing dichotomy. They have troves of evidence, but the shooter remains an enigma. The police don't know who he is, where he is, or why he did it, though they are confident it was a targeted attack instead of a random act. The New York City Mayor, Eric Adams, says the net is tightening. And hours after he spoke, police divers were seen searching a pond in Central Park where the killer fled after the shooting. And officers have been scouring the park for days for any possible clues and found his bag being the shooter's there on Friday. So late Saturday, police released two additional photos of the suspected shooter that appeared to be from a camera mounted inside a taxi. The first shows him outside the vehicle, and the second shows him looking through the partition between the back seat and the front of the cab. And in both of the photos, his face is partially obscured by blue medical style face mask. Wow. This guy was pretty smart. I'm going to tell you everything he did. So that we're tracing the gunman's steps. They use surveillance video, and police say it appears he left the city by bus soon after the shooting Wednesday morning outside the New York Hilton in Midtown. He was seen on video at an uptown bus station about 45 minutes later, according to NYPD Chief of Detectives Joseph Kinney. With the high-profile search expanding across state lines, the FBI announced late Friday that it is offering $50,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction, adding to a reward of up to $10,000 that the NYPD has offered. The police say they believe the suspect acted alone. And they provided no updates on the hunt on Saturday, but investigators are urging patience, even though the killer is on the loose. Hundreds of detectives. I don't know. I mean, I feel bad for this dude getting shot and killed and everything, but the story, I don't know why it has so much traction. You got hundreds of the detectives looking for one cat when you know they probably had 20 people murdered in the city that day.
But exactly. Anyway,
why not taken away from it.
Yeah.
But anyway, they said hundreds of detectives are combing through video recordings and social media, betting tips from public, and interviewing people who might have information, including the victim's Thompson's family and coworkers, and the shooter's randomly assigned roommates at the Manhattan hostel where he stayed. This isn't Blue Bloods. We're not going to solve this in 60 minutes, Kinney told reporters on Friday. We're painstakingly going through every bit of evidence that we can come across. Now, the shooter paid cash at the hostel and presented what police think is a fake ID, and he paid cash for his taxi rides and other transactions. He didn't speak to anyone at the hostel and almost always kept his face covered with a mask, only lowering it while eating.
Wow.
Yeah, he had it on his mind, right?
Yeah.
But investigators caught a break when they came across security camera images of an unguarded moment in which the shooter briefly showed his face soon after arriving in New York on November the 24th.
Wow.
Yes, the homie was there for a minute. Yeah.
Yeah.
Police distributed the images to news outlets and on social media, but so far haven't been able to ID him using their facial recognition programs. Yeah. Possibly because of the angle of the images or limitations on how the NYPD is allowed to use that technology.
Oh.
Yeah, they got lots of, because, you know, everybody in the world came out like, I don't want my face on
right.
it, which I get that too.
I understand that, yeah.
So they had to put some limitations on it. Shit that definitely wasn't in my time in law enforcement. But on Friday evening, investigators found a backpack in Central Park that had been worn by the gunman. And the police didn't immediately reveal what, if anything, it contained, but said it would be tested and analyzed. Now, another potential clue, which was a fingerprint on an item he purchased at Starbucks minutes before the shooting, that hadn't provided anything good, y'all.
Yeah.
And but aided by surveillance cameras on nearly every building block. And that's why they got all the rules and shit, because they got them everywhere now. Police have been able to retrace the shooter's movements. Crazy. They know that he ambushed Thompson at 6:44 a.m. as the executive arrived at the Hilton for his company's annual investors conference. And he used a 9mm pistol that is the same type. It wasn't regular 9mm. It's the ones that like they use to shoot cows and pigs to put animals down mm-hmm. without making a lot of noise.
Okay.
And they know ammunition found near Thompson's body had the words scratched on it, delay, deny, and depose, which is mimicking a phrase used by insurance industry critics. So they're saying, you've got to sue your insurance company. They're going to delay your ass. We know this. We've been involved with this lawsuit with this insurance company, and we're totally in the right and they're totally in the wrong, but they delay. Yeah. Then deny. They deny. Mm-hmm. After they said they were going to pay, they denied, and then we had to get the deposition.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. So the detective said that the fact that the shooter knew United Healthcare Group was holding a conference at the hotel and what route Thompson might take to get there suggested that he could possibly be a disgruntled employee or client. I would think so.
Yeah.
Investigators know from surveillance video that the shooter fled Central Park on a bicycle and ditched it around 7 a.m. He then walked a couple blocks and got into a taxi, arriving at 7:30 a.m. at the George Washington Bridge bus station, which is near the northern tip of Manhattan. And like, that's where everybody comes in from New Jersey and Philadelphia and mm-hmm. Boston and Washington. Mm-hmm. But investigators don't know what happened next. And they're searching through more surveillance video, but have yet to locate video of the shooter getting on a bus or exiting the station. I think he's probably smart enough.
Yeah.
I know you're following me. Dude, he even slept with a mask on in the hotel.
Right.
Those are open rooms.
Yeah.
Right? So anyway, they said, we have no reason to believe that the person in question has left New York City, the police said. And police have determined from video that the gunman was in the city 10 days before the shooting, and he arrived at Manhattan's main bus terminal on a Greyhound that originated in Atlanta, though it's not clear whether he got on in Atlanta or there's like a half a dozen stops on the route, right?
Right.
So immediately after that, he took a cab to the vicinity of the Hilton, and he was there for about a half an hour. This is a week before he killed the guy, right?
Yeah.
At around 11 p.m. on the night he arrived, he went by taxi to the HI, New York City hostel. It was there while speaking with an employee in the lobby that he fucked up. He briefly pulled down his mask and smiled, giving investigators the glimpse they are now relying on to identify and capture him. So dude's on the run, murdered the head. The chief executive officer of United Healthcare.
I would like to know what his reasoning is.
I don't know.
I mean, there's never a reason to kill, but obviously he's been.
And y'all know I'm not one to chase the headlines, but I can't ignore when everything I look at has, you know, like I was telling Sin, we drank coffee this morning, and I was like, this fucker, but I'm scrolling through all the stuff, mm-hmm. and he's 10 times on one page.
Right.
And so I just found one that summarized and tried to do it up. But prayers for that guy's family and whatever. I'm pretty sure you take the time to write, delay, deny, depose.
And you.
It is, prisons are full of dummies. It's hard to catch a smart criminal.
Hey, ladies, are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? Well, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living in our environment right now. It's in your food, your water, the air you breathe, the clothes you wear, your skincare products. They all mess with your hormones. Then there's the natural hormone changes your body goes through, premenopause, menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you have to suffer through it. The good news is you don't have to suffer through it anymore because now you have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone support and supplement. It's become a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Well, my wife says it makes her feel like her own self again. And that's what women mention over and over in the reviews. And there are over 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code RLRC for 15% off today. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com and use code RLRC.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, I think he'll be caught.
Oh, yeah. It was sooner or later.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but
when you have 100 detectives on the.
Well, you also got United Healthcare, one of the nation's biggest companies.
Oh, by the way,
I
got an email yesterday saying our premiums are going up.
Yeah, imagine that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have 5 dead, including 2 children.
Oh, Lord. Let me guess, another murder-suicide.
In Atlanta. Yes, yeah. Another murder-suicide.
Number 2 for you. To holiday times again.
That's just... I just...
Five. Yeah, it was 3 last time.
It was 3 last time. 5 people have been killed in a murder-suicide in Atlanta.
Yep.
3 adults.
Where Haley was from.
2 young children, including a 5-year-old girl and a 1-year-old baby boy.
It's little potatoes.
They were found shot to death in an apartment complex in DeKalb County around 7:30 p.m. on... Yeah. Saturday, August 7th.
Yeah.
Police went to check on the apartment building.
Welfare check again.
That's right. And the adult victims were identified as 43-year-old woman, a 32-year-old man, and a 26-year-old woman. Their names have not been released. Police are investigating the incident as a domestic-related murder-suicide. The investigation is still developing and is ongoing at this time. The DeKalb County Sheriff's Office did not immediately respond to any comment.
It's just another murder-suicide, huh?
These poor children. I mean, just...
You're right. They're the true victims. And it's probably somebody they trusted, you know, a parent or a family member or whatever, and they're dead. So prayers and... Go out to these people, man, and I hate it for them. And it's ruined that family and so many other people's lives, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's go out to Missouri, and a guy raped and killed a 9-year-old girl.
Oh, my.
Mm-mm. And so the body of 9-year-old Rowan Ford was found in a sinkhole near Powell, Missouri in November of 2007.
Okay.
All right. Christopher Collins, obviously he did it.
Right.
But, I mean, I want to give you a happy ending to the story, but
you're
going to figure it out. Well, I mean, it's not happy for the victim, but Christopher Collins, a Missouri death row inmate who was convicted of sexually assaulting and killing the 9-year-old girl, was executed as scheduled on December the 3rd. Yay.
Yes. That's-
so Collins, 49, died by lethal injection on Tuesday at the state prison in Bon Terre, Missouri, for the 2007 killing of 9-year-old Rowan Ford, according to Associated Press and every news outlet in the world. They got them all listed. This is what homie says. Maybe he was pronounced dead at 6:10 p.m. He said, right or wrong, I accept this situation for what it is. And to anyone that I have hurt in this life, I am sorry. I hope that you are able to get closure and move on. And regardless which side of this situation that you're on, you're in my prayers, and I hope to see you in heaven one day. Well, you know what, homie? You better pray you get your stuff right with Jesus, because you're either in heaven or hell. But earlier this week, the Missouri Governor Mike Parson said in a statement that the state would carry out the execution as planned after the state's top court denied an appeal by Collins, and the U.S. Supreme Court rejected the last-minute appeal.
Yeah.
Mr. Collins has received every protection afforded by Missouri and the United States Constitutions, and Mr. Collins' conviction and sentence remain for his horrendous and callous crime, according to the governor. The state of Missouri will carry out Mr. Collins' sentence according to the court's order and deliver justice. See what I love about that is when they bring Collins in, he ain't looking at that phone on the wall to ring him more. He knew the fucking gig was up.
Yeah.
So I hate to say that. It just sounds horrible.
Right.
But I hope he felt a little bit of fear that 9-year-old felt when he was murdered.
I hope so, too.
Killed.
Right.
So, and you know, it's a homicide. On the death certificate, it says homicide by the state of Missouri.
Right.
But Collins kidnapped, raped, and murdered the baby Ford in November 2007 before. If you feel bad for motherfuckers on death row, listen to this. Now, think about it. You're 9 years old. You got snatched up.
Mm-hmm.
They raped the shit out of you and then kill you. And then they threw your body in a sinkhole. Right. And Collins also burned the rope he used to strangle the victim. So choking to death, you've heard me talk about it before. It's very personal and it takes up to 3 minutes, y'all. So you have to look at this person while they're spitting and begging and their eyes are bulging. So yeah, fuck him. Collins also, like I told you, he burned the rope and the blood-stained clothing he wore during the attack and his blood-stained mattress, right?
Mm-hmm.
Collins was found guilty of first-degree murder, yay. And according to the AP, authorities says Collins and Ford knew each other since he had lived with her and her family for several months. You know what Ford called him?
What?
Uncle Chris.
Oh.
Yeah. You think that motherfucker doesn't deserve to die? Fuck him. Ford's stepfather, David Spears, also implicated himself by admitting to sexually assaulting and killing the girl, while Collins denied that Spears had anything to do with the crime, according to CBS News. Spears spent over 7 years in prison after pleading guilty to a lesser charge. People are so fucked up. All right. Then in Collins' clemency petition, attorneys argued that the convicted murderer had a brain. Then look, they're not saying the motherfucker's innocent. What I just told you about the stepdad or whatever.
Yeah.
Cop into it. Who knows why he did that, but they came out and got the right one. But in Collins' clemency petition, attorneys argued that the convicted murderer had a brain abnormality that caused functional deficits in awareness, judgment and deliberation, comportment, appropriate social inhibition, and emotional regulation. It also claimed that Collins was a victim of childhood abuse. Like Menendez,
right.
Whatever. And not, I mean, there's probably a million people a year who are abused that don't
abuse.
Kill people. Yeah. Or abuse.
Yeah.
Other people, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just horrible. That baby had the horrible last moments, and her Uncle Chris was raping and murdering her.
I have so many things going through my head.
I'm just glad he rode the needle. Fuck him. And I know y'all, some of y'all out there hate that and think the death penalty is wrong. Well, you never sat across these families, had to tell them their baby was raped to death and strangled to death and then thrown in a hole like a fucking piece of garbage.
Exactly.
All right, you go ahead.
All right. Foul play has now been suspected in the death of a 5-year-old boy with autism.
Oh, fuck. Another great story. We're rolling today.
Oh, we are rolling. His mom said he vanished while she napped. Joshua McCoy, who was 5, was found dead less than 2 miles from his home last month after a 3-day search.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the picture of the little boy.
It's sad.
It's really sad. He's got big brown eyes and just sweet and innocent.
Yeah.
Police in Oregon now believe Joshua McCoy, whose body was found naked in the woods less than 2 miles from his mother's house last month, may have been murdered. The search warrant affidavit filed in Coos County last week shows investigators believe there was foul play involved in Joshua's death.
I imagine that.
Investigators found evidence on the child's body that cast doubt on the theory that the five-year-old boy had walked to the spot in the woods where his body was discovered.
Right. No five-year-old's going to do that.
Right. And the evidence is including a lack of marks on his bare feet that would have been present if he walked to the woods himself. His autism also included being nonverbal. And after being reported missing last month, his mother, Angela German, said she woke up from a nearly four-hour nap and couldn't find her son.
Yeah. Five-year-old.
Five-year-old.
Speak.
And she's taking a four-hour nap.
He can't speak.
Nonverbal.
Yeah.
A search and rescue effort lasted 3 days as local and federal authorities looked for Joshua.
Yeah.
And finally,
you know, what's bad about those and I've been involved in them is you want to believe, you have to believe that she, you know, took a four-hour nap and the kid's just missing until... You know, certainly your spidey senses go off and you start to look and when shit doesn't add up. And then you've got to go under the guise that, hey, the kid might be alive. Even though in your heart, you know, he's dead and you're going to find him.
Right.
You know? And then, but you got to do it and play it. And, but you go ahead. It's just a fucked up situation.
Right.
For the detectives and one of the family too, but.
So. Joshua's body was discovered about 20 feet off a local roadway, and his body had no signs of trauma, no petechia.
It means the blood vessels burst in his eyes.
Right. And no scratches or cuts that would be consistent with Joshua walking through the brines or blackberry bushes. They have not announced the boy's cause of death. The affidavit says there were tire tracks on mud near his body, and that mud was also found on German's tires. The Department of Human Services in Oregon has been investigating the mom, but she has so far not been charged with a crime. And Lawson McCoy, the boy's father, spoke last month shortly after his son's body was found, and he just basically said, I want the truth, plain and simple. I don't care about anything else. My baby's gone.
Right.
And
what do you do at that point?
Yeah.
Is try to get some justice.
His father, Lawson, the dad, served in the Air Force and is now on disability. And he took care of Joshua as a stay-at-home father for years. Mm. With his then girlfriend, which is the boy's mother, got a job. But then he said, I nurtured him and bathed him and fed him. I mean, I knew his favorite foods. I knew his favorite colors. I can't believe this happened.
There you go.
Yep.
And just evil is real. Hell exists and they're going to find out or she's going to find out. What would make you do that? Who knows, right? A five-year-old who's defenseless, basically. Absolutely. Blows my mind.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel. Find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
You know what, lifers? We've been going to do a segment because we do all these family crimes. So we have one button left on what we call the roadcasters or mixing board. And we need the name for the segment that has to do with family. Anything family related, murder, rape, whatever it may be, the family shit we report on every day. We want a segment for that. So we'll let y'all vote, comment in the app or on Facebook or whatever on social media. Go check out our TikTok and say what you think the family segment should be. And we'll put it in on the Roadcaster.
We'll put it in on the Roadcaster, and I might send you a little bit of merch.
Yeah, yeah. Whoever wins, whoever we choose, we'll send you nice swag bag.
Yep.
Deal? All right. Okay. I'm going to do one more because we haven't pressed the button yet today.
Worldwide crime.
This story is, there's a reason I want to get to it. I mean, it's bad no matter what, but wait till you hear how they were murdered. But so there's a guy named Filippo Toretta who was found guilty of murdering 22-year-old Giulia Cacentin on Tuesday, December the 3rd. He's found guilty. Good for him, right? And he got sentenced to life for stabbing his girlfriend to death and hiding her body inside garbage bags in a small ravine, kind of like dumped in the hole I read about a minute ago. So Filippo Toretta, 23, who I told you was found guilty, it was a court in Venice, y'all. Not Venice, Louisiana. Venice, Italy. Austria? Or Venice. Is it Italy? Italy. Oh, yeah, yes. It's Italy. That's right. Because here it says that it's in a case that shocked Italy. So the sentence comes after he confessed to stabbing and killing his girlfriend, Giulia Cacentin, who was 22 on November 11th, and according to the Italian newspaper Union Sordala. But he said, nobody has given me Giulia back, so I'm neither more relieved nor more sad than I was yesterday or than I will be tomorrow. Giulia's father, Gino Cecchetti, told the court on Tuesday. But listen to this. She was a biomedical engineering student and went missing, like I told you, on November 11, 2023, after Toretta picked her up to go dress shopping at a mall in the town of Margherita ahead of her graduation from the University of Padua. So isn't that crazy?
Yes.
The best time of your life, you're right. About to rock it, right?
Right.
So after she vanished, homies also disappeared. He probably ran
like a little bitch.
And when he disappears, it sparks a week-long search to find them both. And on November the 18th, 2023, Giulia's body was discovered in that small ravine beside a lake north of Venice. Here's the catcher. She had been stabbed, guess how many times?
26.
More.
Oh, no. I mean, that was overkill right there. So
26 is way overkill.
Yeah. 50.
More.
70.
More. 80. 75 times. And then he had the decency to wrap her body in a black garbage bag.
He's so sweet.
Right. In a court Tuesday, he was all sentenced for legal possession of weapons, kidnapping, and concealment of a corpse, and order to pay a fine to the family, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. But listen, the bad guy, Toretta, he admitted to writing a plan to about how he was going to kill her. He admitted that while he's confessing to murder her. He said, I was angry. I had many thoughts. I felt resentment that we had argued again and that it was a terrible period that I wanted to get back together. And so, I don't know. That's what he testified. So the prosecutor, Andrea Patron, deemed that Giulia's murder was premeditated based on a list of items Toretta had written, which included knives, scotch tape, a shovel, black garbage bags, rope to tie ankles, and a wet sock to use as a muffle.
He literally had a list.
Oh, he had his murder shit, his murder bag. And she asked the court for a life sentence, which in Italy is limited to 30 years.
So you've before and live events had people do, you know, I'm not going to say certain things just to get the effect of, and you have banged on this wall.
And I would do it, but I'd break my hand if I hit it 75 times. That's what I'm saying. We don't have enough time in the day.
Times to go through a body. You're not going 70 into air.
I'm only like 20.
And that's short. You're not going in and out.
I guarantee you one thing, homie had cuts on his hands. Unless he was wearing Kevlar gloves. I've never worked a case of stabs, especially violent stabs. I mean, wherever you're hitting, if you're hitting ribs or whatever, any bone, it's going to cause a bounce back. No matter how tight, unless you have one of those blades like on a Bowie knife
right,
where it wraps around. And even still then, I've never had a stabbing case when a motherfucker stabbed and killed didn't have cuts on themselves.
And she, obviously, there's a lot of bones because she fit into a garbage bag.
Garbage bags, plural. I said bag, but I meant to say I misread it as bag.
Okay, so then she was mutilated into pieces.
She was cut up.
All
that time to graduate college and then grad school, and
she was going
to get
for
your graduation. You're 23 years old. You got the world as your oyster. And this boy can't stand it. I don't know either. I don't know. Y'all would probably laugh. I try to do accents, but that story wouldn't have been appropriate to be laughing.
No, that definitely wouldn't have. But I can't end it on that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm going to give a shout out to Michelle Martin for this blanket that I'm covering myself with.
Yeah, let's do some positive.
I can't.
Thank you, Michelle Martin, and we love you. We love all you lifers, regardless.
Of course.
And Patreon and Convicts, you're getting your commercial free or early release of every episode, 6 a week.
Yeah.
Plus the bonus episodes, like in the videos and everything on Halen. We got a whole lot more to put up on that.
Yeah.
I'm going to give a shout out to Tommy Lee for the most amazing pecans. He sent us a tin from the Cane River Company, which is out of New Iberia, which I affectionately call the Berry in Louisiana. And one was chocolate and one was like a butter roasted. And Tommy, I'm going to tell the truth. I ate almost all of them. Because I came in and
I didn't have to tell him.
She said, Tommy sent a package. I'm like, I would like to see that. And then I got a hold of it, Tommy, and I never gave it back. I ate them all up. I do like pecans. I used to pick nobody knows this. I think maybe you know it. When I was in college, I was poor AF. I would go to my parents' place and they have a grove of pecan trees. And I used to pick the pecans and take them and sell them at the local markets.
Do you remember when we were poor AF and WL was little and WL and I went and picked pecan? Yeah.
Maybe make like 20 bucks for 100 pounds.
I think we flipped that 20 bucks into making something
We came up. And I mean, at the same time, I had my personal vehicle was a truck with no window on the left hand side. I'd drive across the state in the ice cold, do cheap ass polygrass.
We'd leave school on the days that I would drive it and WL would say, turn on the air conditioner. I'd say, hold on, son. And I'd press the gas.
Yeah, right. God's air conditioner. But who else was shouting out to? Leah Marie for investigative producer. Thank you, you're fire.
Absolutely. There was something you said a few minutes ago that I wanted to, one thing I remember someone making a comment about you being the most positive person. You always make a comment about like your best week ever starts now. That's the way we live our life.
Thanks for sharing.
That's right. And so sometimes when Woody and I'm going to share a little bit of our personal, but sometimes when you and I are having a particular, the devil fights us. I mean, we get battles every day. And especially on some rough days. And if we're not together, you'll say, tell me something positive.
Yeah.
And
it really pisses my wife off.
No, but it does. You don't know it doesn't.
In
the beginning, it was very hard because I was in that moment.
It's at the end of whatever we don't have problems. We only have solutions.
Yeah. But
everybody in life has problems every day. And it seems like when you really, really are trying to do well is when you get fall the hardest or the problems come up. Or the solutions.
Yeah.
Because there's no problems, just solutions, speed bumps. But yeah, at the very end, when I'd be like, okay, well, we don't have to talk about it anymore. We've already said it, everything we can say.
Yeah.
This is what we're going to do. And we'll pivot and go on.
That's right.
And then I always say, tell me something positive.
But in the very beginning, and for quite a few years, it was very hard for me to get behind that.
Because we've been fighting or whatever, arguing about whatever in the end, because I wanted to have the peace and move on and be positive. I believe you deal with this motherfucker and whatever it may be. Because it's going to happen every day. But you deal with this motherfucker, you don't let it own you.
No, but now you have to have your
moment and be pissed and figure out what you're going to do and then roll on.
And now I feel that when you ask me now, I'm spitting them out because I've already started. I want to get to that positive end of it too.
There you go. Well, there's a positive end to today's show. And we love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. It's just a couple of weeks for Christmas.
I know.
To the family time. More importantly, it's getting colder and colder. Y'all, I am so old. I split firewood this week with a splitter. But these big wheels of the tree, they have to be cut up in the sections where I can wheel it over to the thing to split it. Holy shit, I'm so old.
But you haven't complained about being sore.
No, I was a little bit sore. But I hunted that morning and then was woke up. Way not too early me. For me. No, not by you. I woke up from a nap to go split wood, and I did it, and I split it until I didn't have any more to split because those big ass sections of the tree. This tree is so big, it takes like a super long chainsaw, and I'm not proficient on that, so I don't fuck with it. But I finished that, went back and took like another hour nap, and got up and hunted again. But you think if you can't sleep, you go split some firewood and you hunt when it's 30 degrees. It was 30 degrees with a feel like of 24. It was cold all day and then hunted again. And even did shoot and get a little retribution on old big hog for that brucellosis. But then you come home. I was so tired. I was falling asleep in my chair, which I never do.
Never.
And because I'm tired, I'm going to go take a nap.
Right.
But anyway, all good. Positive stuff. Positive time of year. This really is my favorite time of the year. And not just because of Christmas, but because of everything that's going on.
Yeah. When WL and I went to Walmart yesterday, I think y'all know now I don't do Walmart. They come to us. But WL and I had to make a trip to Walmart and I saw Jason Ard. What's it called?
The Christmas Crusade.
Christmas Crusade.
I did that for many years. It was Willie's before it was Jason's.
Yeah. Yes. And I meant to get something to add.
That's where people can donate either money and the sheriff's office buys toys, or they can donate a brand new toy. And the couple of days before Christmas, they go around and you have to put in an application with the sheriff's office to be, you have to prove that you need it.
Right.
And listen, we did it. I did it for so many years. First of all, you got to stand out and collect at the different locations. And then when it comes time to doing it, but I never minded doing it.
No.
I mean, I'd work all night, and that morning it was the North Pole is what we called it, where all the presents were. And we'd go out and distribute it to all these families.
Yeah.
And so those babies would have a great Christmas.
Yes.
And so they're still doing it. So if y'all want to do something, you can look up. It might be too late, but look up Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office Christmas Crusade and donate something. Tell them Real Life Real Crime sent you. Sheriff Ard never continued in a long standing tradition.
Yes.
And it melts hearts.
And I felt bad when we left, because when WL and I went in there, we were getting something big and all the registers were down. And so I told WL we need to get a toy, and we didn't end up getting one.
I am so sure that we do plenty with the sheriff's office.
But I wanted WL to do that.
And we're going
to
do something, and we'll get our son to do it. Love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Holler at you next time, which would be tomorrow.
Yes.
And I'm Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
Holler at you later. Peace.
Peace.
New year, same great savings.
All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.